Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Good morning, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. It's good to be with you again this morning. I want to give you an update on some things that are going on here at CCTA. If you recall from our last show, we talked a little bit about the proposed 4th of July Independence Day parade here in New Bern that CCTA would put together. And so we went to the Board of Aldermen on May 12th. We got to speak to them about our proposed 4th of July parade. And there was a lot of discussion about it. But while it seemed like everybody agreed that we should have one, there was concern from two of the aldermen there about the parade route. This was after one of them had given a lengthy speech about how there was processes and procedures that needed to be followed when you applied for this, because there was another application prior to ours, and it seemed it had just been turned in. Well, we had started our process back in February, I believe it was, and it came about as, first of the year, our first yearly meeting. We sat down and tried to decide, okay, what are we going to do for the rest of the year? And one of the things we had done last year was participate in the River Bend 4th of July parade, which we found to be very enjoyable. And we said, why doesn't New Bern have one? And nobody could remember the last time New Bern did have one. So we said, well, why don't we do one and celebrate the birth of our nation? Because we are constitutional conservatives, and we study the founding of our nation, the founding documents, the founding fathers. We very much care about our country. And so we felt like, this was a tradition that's been lost, and patriotism is not at the level it used to be. So let's do it. Let's put on an Independence Day parade here in New Bern. So we started a process, expecting to have some bureaucracy problems. We started it early, so we'd have plenty of time to do the planning, the advertising, getting sponsorships, getting participants, and all that stuff. Finally, we get approval to go before the aldermen on May 12th and present our proposal, which we did. And during the discussion, there were two aldermen, Alderman Taylor and Alderman White, I believe it was, that had an issue with the parade route. Now, when the chairman of our parade committee, Iggy Hizar, went before the Parks and Recreation and city manager and all with a proposal, there were no guidelines on parade routes presented. There were no rules, no stipulations. Thurman Hardison from City Parks and Recreation recommended a parade route, which started at Union Point and went through downtown New Bern and ended back up at Union Point. Well, the concern that these aldermen had was that we would be purposely avoiding sections of town that would deprive people of being able to participate in the parade, because they may not have transportation to get downtown, or for whatever reason, it was just excluding a segment of the population. Well, that wasn't our intention, and that was explained, that the purpose of our being there was to get permission to have a parade, and the route could be whatever. We could sit down and discuss that. And the alderman and the mayor all agreed that we should get together after approving it and hash out a suitable route. The vote was taken. It passed. The parade was approved, except for the two aldermen that voted against it. So our chairman proceeded to move forward with the process. and meeting with Mr. Hardison again, so Parks and Recreation, which was his point of contact, and presented a new proposed route that would start at Fort Totten Park and go down to First Avenue, turn left, go to Broad Street, right on Broad Street, all the way down to Middle Street, right on Middle Street, down to South Front, left on South Front, up to Craven, left on Craven, back out to Broad, where you would disperse. We felt like that would cover all segments of the population and give ample opportunity for participation by everyone. And so we thought that would be acceptable. But Mr. Hardison indicated that there was a problem. He said that we couldn't change the route. According to him, the route had to be the route that was presented that night and was voted on. So we were back to square one. We'd have the same route that they originally proposed to us. The same route that these two aldermen had originally had a problem with. So are you getting the picture here? It's very confusing, the bureaucratic process here, and trying to get things done. So to follow up on May 25th, this email from Thurman Hardison, City Parks and Recreation, with a carbon copy to the city manager, Mark Stevens, was sent to Mr. Huszar, our chairman of our parade committee. Mr. Huszar, please find this memo as information to recent conversations with Alderman Victor Taylor and Alderman Bernard White, as instructed by the city manager, regarding the Independence Day parade route for July 4th, 2015. As indicated at the recent Board of Aldermen meeting, both Alderman Taylor and Alderman White indicate their preference to a change of the proposed requested route. It is listed below. From Fort Totten Park onto Trent Boulevard, left onto First Avenue, right onto Broad Street, left onto George Street, across Screen Street, and ending in front of the police department at Kafer Park, Cedar Grove Cemetery. This has been used as a parade route for the other occasions. Any directions regarding this matter will be at the discretion of the city manager and subsequently the Board of Aldermen. Thank you, Thurman Hardison, Director of Parks and Recreation, City of New Bern. Now, folks, I don't know what to say about that. They've proposed a route that excludes downtown completely and really is doing exactly what they were falsely accusing us of doing in the first place, and that was mapping out a route that would exclude a segment of the population. So that's where we stand now, trying to work through this issue. Hopefully, we'll get it done, and there will be a Independence Day parade on the 4th of July. And, well, you just have to stay tuned and find out as the process progresses exactly what happens. More information will be posted on our website as we find out exactly what we're going to be able to do, and we'll keep you informed of that. But that just goes to show you that getting something you think is simple done with government entities is far from simple. Well, let's take a little break, hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, let me tell you a little bit about an exciting event that we are putting on here that all of us are looking forward to. One of our members, Mr. Randy Seiler, is a sixth grade teacher, and he's been trying to start a chapter of the Booker T. Washington Society here locally. And so he came up with an idea of having an essay contest and asked at one of our board meetings if we would sponsor that and promote that. And so we voted to do that. So, announcing the Booker T. Washington American Hero Essay Contest. This essay contest is designed to help encourage young people in our community to successfully live, learn, and lead, regardless of their circumstances. Student participants, you will read the booklet, Booker T. Washington American Hero, to learn about Booker T. Washington and the obstacles that he faced. After reading this booklet, you are to prepare an essay in which you, number one, identify three struggles that Booker T. Washington experienced and managed in his own life. Number two, think about struggles in your own life. And number three, focus the essay on explaining how one or more of the Booker T. Way's motivating principles will help you manage your own struggles. And the principles are presented at the end of the booklet. Here are the rules, prizes, and how to go about it. It's really easy. Contest rules. Number one, open to 6th through 8th grade students. Number two, 10 students minimum participation. Entry deadline is Monday, June 8, 2015. Number three, essays must be typed on no more than 2 pages, an estimated 300 to 500 words, using 11 or 12 point font. And note, student name should only be on the application. A participant number will be assigned to each essay. Number four, essays will be judged by a panel of judges from Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, CCTA, the local co-sponsoring organization, and decisions of the panel are final. Contest prizes. Number one, essay winner award, $75. Runner-up, $50. Second runner-up, $30. Number two, awards and certificates will be presented by local co-sponsoring organization, CCTA. Presentation will be at a CCTA regular meeting on Tuesday, June 16, 2015 at 7 p.m. Winning essays may be displayed on the Booker T. Washington Society's national website and the website of CCTA. Efforts will be made to have additional local media recognition. To participate in the contest, contact Mr. Randall Seiler for a copy of the booklet and an essay contest application. Submit essay with completed application to Mr. Seiler. Note, student name should only be on the application. A participant number will be assigned to each essay. The entry deadline is Monday, June the 8th, and prize winners will be notified and invited to attend the regular CCTA meeting at Stanley Hall Ballroom, downtown New Bern, at 305 Pollock Street, on June 16th, 2015 at 7 p.m. Now, Mr. Seiler is a 6th grade teacher at Grover C. Fields School, and he can be contacted there to receive the Booker T. Washington booklet. Now, having reviewed the Booker T. Washington booklet and having the founder of that organization, the Booker T. Washington Society, on a previous show for an interview, I can tell you it's a very worthy endeavor to introduce to our young people the Booker T. Washington principles of life. The goal is inspiring and equipping young Americans to excel by using the Booker T. way. A quote from Booker T. Washington is, "You may fill your heads with knowledge or skillfully train your hands, but unless it is based upon high, upright character, upon a true heart, it will amount to nothing." Again, that's from Booker T. Washington. Booker T. Washington championed moral character, personal responsibility, a practical education, and economic opportunity. He understood the vital role that character plays in education. In fact, the vital role of character in achieving success in any worthwhile enterprise. His life story, rising from great adversity to great achievement, stands in timeless testimony to the power of character for all young Americans today. That's Booker T. Washington essay contest. We're proud to be a part of that, and you'll be able to find out more about that on our website also. Well, let's move on to our next topic, which is very controversial and which will be covered at next month's meeting, Tuesday night, June 16th at 7 o'clock at Stanley Hall Ballroom. That's our meeting that's open to the public, and it's free, and we invite you to attend. Our speaker that night will be Mr. Michael Westrett from Convention of States Project, and that's a very controversial subject, I know. If you look at the controversy between Convention of States versus nullification, and we have already had speakers on nullification, there's quite a debate, pro and con for each, and you can go online and Google it, and you'll just find so much controversy and conversation. Well, CCTA has not chosen to endorse either one at this point. We are still trying to gather and present as many of the facts as we can and present them to you, the public, and let you make your own decision. Ultimately, that's where the power lies, is with you and the choice that you make. Personally, I believe one of the most powerful choices we can make is the choice to go and vote, because it's the people that are representing us that are the problem. And we study in our book studies on the founding principles, we study about the 28 fundamental principles that the founding fathers used to found this country. And principle number two is real simple. It's a free people cannot survive under a Republican constitution unless they remain virtuous and morally strong. And Benjamin Franklin said, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. And that's where we're at today. This nation has just been so corrupted, and the activities in politics are very vicious. And it's not about the good of the country. It's about the good of individuals and personal agendas and social agendas, things that were never intended by our founding fathers to be a problem for us. And it's because of the lack of morality and lack of having virtuous leaders in our government. And that's our fault, because we elected the ones that are there. And even though they have a deplorable track record, somehow they keep getting elected. Let me read to you principle number 17. A system of checks and balances should be adopted to prevent the abuse of power by the different branches of government. And James Madison says, it will not be denied that power is of an encroaching nature and that it ought to be effectively restrained from passing the limits assigned to it. Well, that's what this meeting's all about. The Convention of States is one of those checks and balances. It's an Article 5 Convention of States. And like I said, there's much debate online about it. Very pro and con to both sides. And you really have to do your own research and investigation to determine which way you think it should go. Now, there's good and bad to both sides. I'll admit to that. But how do we make it work? Again, I think it's the virtuous and moral leadership is the way to make it work. But we're faced with a decision. There's a strong move to call for a convention of states, and there's more and more states signing up to that every day. So I encourage you, if you're interested in this topic or you want more information on it, then June 16th at 7 p.m., you need to be at Stanley Hall Ballroom to hear that side of the story. We have had speakers in the past on nullification, and we will probably have more speakers in the future as this progresses. But right now, I just advise you to get online, find out all you can about it, and improve your knowledge of the subject. Well, we need to take another short break to hear from our sponsors. Please stay tuned as we wrap up this edition of CCTA Wake Up Call. Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Wow, the time goes by fast, doesn't it? I've enjoyed talking with you this morning. Hope I've brought you some relevant information. Again, cctaxpayers.com is our website. Our radio shows are archived there, so you can go back and listen to the ones you've missed. And we'll keep trying to update you on current politics and things going on in your local government and also in your state government as we travel back and forth to Raleigh to meet with legislators and try to encourage them to do what we sent them up there to do, and that's to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Remember the 4th of July parade that we're trying to bring to downtown New Bern? If you support that effort, please contact your alderman and tell them you're not interested in their political agendas or their social agendas, that you would like to see an Independence Day parade here in downtown New Bern that would celebrate the birth of our nation. Plain and simple, 4th of July, red, white, and blue. Patriotism, that's all it's about, folks. So if you support that effort, please make that call to your alderman and let them know. Don't forget our June 16th meeting. Please join us at Stanley Hall Ballroom at 7 p.m. for that. The public is invited, and like I said, it's free. There's coffee, refreshments, and a lot of interaction and engaging in conversation after the meeting, so I'm sure you'll enjoy that. And we have those the third Tuesday of every month, so keep informed about who the speaker is by going to cctaxpayers.com. We always post up there the invited guest speaker for that month. Also, don't forget about our Booker T. Washington essay contest. Please, if you know a 6th to 8th grade student that's eligible to enter that, then have them contact Mr. Randy Seiler, 6th grade teacher at Grover C. Fields School, and he will be able to give them the entry form and the information they need to participate in that. And again, I think it's a very worthwhile cause, and they will definitely learn something that will help them throughout their lives. The experiences of Booker T. Washington. If you aren't familiar with Booker T. Washington, then go to the Booker T. Washington Society website, and you can get a great deal of information there. And you may be interested in helping Mr. Seiler to bring a chapter of the Booker T. Washington Society here locally in New Bern. And if you're also interested in sponsorships of the parade or participation in the parade, you can go to our feedback form on cctaxpayers.com. Let us know that you'd either like to sponsor or participate. And we don't know at this point the limitations of the number of participants we can have until we find out exactly what the route is and the staging process. But if you'll go ahead and let us know you'd like to participate, that would be great. And as far as sponsorship of this radio program is very important to us. It's an expensive process to air this show weekly, and we are a nonprofit organization. We operate completely off of donations from members and the general public. So if you would like to continue to hear CCTA Wake Up Call on Friday mornings at 6:30 a.m., then please go to our website on the feedback and contact us. There's also a place there to make donations. If you want to advertise, there's an advertise button, and we will set up an advertisement for you. And we just encourage you to help us keep this program going. And if you enjoy it, that's a good way to do that, is through sponsorship and donations. And please, if you visit one of our sponsors, tell them that you appreciate their sponsorship of CCTA Wake Up Call. We also would value your input on the content of the program. Let us know if we're on the right track, if we're bringing you the information you want, if you enjoy the program. We also accept criticism because we're doing this as a public service. And if you, the public, will let us know what you want and any way we can improve the program, we'll be glad to look at that and attempt to do that. Also, if you are a public official or a member of a civic organization or nonprofit group and have something that you would like to be on the program and talk about, please contact us and let us know. We definitely would like to hear from you. Well, that's it for today. Please join us again next week for a Wake Up Call.